I'm actually interested in Tartaria. I'm watching your videos and you've talked extensively about that. I learned about 2 years ago that you want to tell the audience what Tartaria is. This is supposedly a land in Russia, Siberia, in the past, which was a country, like most advanced country of the time, which has been largely erased from our memory.
Yes, Tartaria was most definitely a country in the older maps. It's always there. And also when they have older lists of, like, for example, the flags of the countries, it had its flag with the griffin, and also the line of its king was described. It is beyond doubt that it was a country. And the main question is, why are they trying to remove it from history? And they were quite successful up until recently, when Anatoly Fomenko, he first uncovered the truth about Tartaria. In the beginning, actually, the entire earth belonged to Tartaria. At that time, it's wrong to say it was one country, because the concept of country did not even exist. But it was all one community when people were still guided by the benevolent aliens, actually, the benevolent gods who were still walking amongst the people. But later on, as this dark period in Hinduism, it is called Kali Yuga here. You know, they have also tried to obliterate that term, but it's we're kind of in 1,000-year dark age, which according to main history is 2000, but anyhow, that's a different story. So they didn't want us to know that in the past, people lived as God intended. They lived very long lives, a couple of hundred years. Many of them were practically disease-free. They looked young until they die. And when the dark forces started overtaking the earth, first they settled in Western Europe and they started spreading their influence from there. And they started cornering the people who would adhere to the old ways of goodness and converting the local population here. Eventually, they took over everything, and they have so much hatred for everybody who has memory about the good times that, you know, this last stronghold of people who knew the real history, that was in Siberia, this last stronghold. And, you know, first they broke Tartaria in pieces, and then they fought the pieces one after another, and the Tartarians got defeated. The last righteous ruler was actually Emelian Pugachev. This is not even his real name, and in the main history they say this was some riot. No, this was a war on the last remaining piece of Tartaria. There are also some hints suggesting that there was a young prince who escaped together with the remains of the defeated Tartarian army, and they went into hiding somewhere in Japan or China, something like that. These were places where still there were people who are loyal to the old good ways. That's why, by the way, Japan was closed for the world for such a long time. They just refused to communicate with the rest of the world, because the samurais, if you see the picture of the last samurais, I mean photo pictures, not the movies where they portray them with Japanese looks, actually, the main chief samurais, they were from Siberia. They taught these martial arts to the locals when they were in hiding. Of course, there were also local samurais who were trained by them. They knew that they cannot defeat the evil. That's why their last resort was isolation. And that's why the Western ships from Western Europe, at the end, they couldn't tolerate even that. And we read in the history that some merchant ships came, and it wasn't merchants. They came and they demanded for Japan to open. And at the end, they simply slaughtered, beheaded the last samurais. And over there at their shrine, in some corner, there is this photo of one of the last main samurais. He's a Caucasian person. He was somehow related to maybe to the last remains of this defeated Tartarian army. And the martial arts who were taught in China, you know, the Shaolin, all these things, this was the way warfare was done in Tartaria, still in the old ways, magical ways, using psychic powers.
Well, I believe that the history has been erased, like so much of our history has been erased probably by the elites, the globalists, whoever wants to take over the world. I can see they would want to erase Tartaria and destroy it. Like back in the 1800s, there was almost common knowledge in America that there were giants, like there were bones of giants. That's been erased from our collective memory, you know, into the 20th century, so people don't know it. So they've been erasing all kinds of things from our collective history. So that doesn't sound surprising. So this is an amazing story. So you're saying this was worldwide?
Yes, in the beginning, this society, that's why even in Africa, they talk about the Muzungu, you know, they call them like white gods. These were the people from, I don't know if Siberia was at that time their headquarters. There are also other locations again in Asia by the sides of River Volga. And also even in America, you know, they have the white bearded entities visiting them, teaching them. You know, in Peru, they found blonde mummies. Actually, the first conquistadors in South America, they said, we found two races. You know, the majority were the dark-skinned locals, but there were also, was it 400 of the white people still wow. living and teaching the locals not to be cannibals and all kinds of good things, teaching them.
And this white gods, like I know in Africa, all the black tribes actually had white gods. So were the Tartarians white people? Were they Aryan, you know?
Yes, that was them. But not only them, also the magical entities, which at that time still mingled free with the people. So it's a combination. And also,
I wonder if it's the white Nordics, you know, the Palladian, the white Nordic aliens have a relationship, it seems, more with the Europeans.
Could be related, although I'm very, especially after Utrok Vyacheslav, I'm all skeptical with anything labeled as aliens, but could be something like that, yeah. Related to that, yeah.
So how far back does Tartaria go? Is this before recorded history?
That is now, when we go into timeline, things get really, really very complicated. Because also what I suspect from various sources and especially many past life regressions is that when we go a bit deeper beyond 1,000 years, you know, when the professional regressionist asks the person, in which year was that? Too many people answer, I can't tell you in your terms because the time was different, flowing differently. And it is possible that even as close as 1,000 years ago, maybe back then, because when they installed this parasitic cobweb, they also changed the time, our perception of time. So 1,000 years is this Kali Yuga, the dark age, or at least we perceive it in this way. Before that, it's actually very difficult. There are some hints, like from Edgar Case, maybe some other sources, they say Atlantis was maybe 20, 30,000 years ago, something like that. But when time was flowing different, how accurate would that be? And Edgar Case was not extremely accurate source. He was genuine, but not, you know, high accuracy. Many of his predictions did not come true. So, when we include the factor of different time flow, I can only tell you only 1,000 years are sure. And most of what they're telling us is ancient history actually occurred within this 1,000 years, most of ancient Egypt with, you know, this Ankh cross, this is not an ancient cross, this is after Christ. They were actually type of Christians. Well, there what, was
Angkor
also,
Wat, you mean? Angkor Wat?
The Ankh cross. You know, they have this Egyptian cross, it's called Ankh. We say it's ancient Egyptian symbol, it's actually Christian symbol, it's the cross. And they find many passages of the Bible in amongst the ancient Egyptians, things that they date to dynasties 3 or 4,000 years old. And the comment they make is, huh, how strange, that's, it's exactly like in the Bible, isn't it interesting?
So yeah, time is mysterious, and there might be something different about time, but with Tartary itself, did they leave like buildings behind? If it was an advanced civilization, like I read that even in San Francisco, there's buildings left over by Tartary. Is that possible?
People influenced by their culture, yes. Exactly, Tartarians, you know, it's, we lack proper definition of the term, you know, what is exactly Tartarian, but definitely people influenced by that culture, yeah. Yes, yes.
Wow. Anything else you can tell us about it? We can understand the motive to erase history. Like if the enemies today want to erase any record, especially any record of, you know, successes of the white race in history, there seems to be an anti-white agenda in the world today. I can understand that. But what else can you tell us about Tartary? Like how far across the world? Was it all over the world, like South America?
Yes, yes. Definitely. Wow. Even in Australia, everywhere they have discovered, you know, they had these Caucasian mummies in Australia. It's not denied by mainstream history, but somehow it lacks from the official record.
Oh, and, I didn't know that. I know they're in China. I didn't know they're in Australia.
Oh, yes. All over the world they had. And when later on, when the cannibalistic races came, they used them as food. And when these history perverters came, there were so many bones of eaten white people that they built special factories to turn them into fertilizer. And after that, they turned them and spread them in this way all around the country. Then they started erasing the memory about them. But they do not deny them now, but you don't hear much about them.
So it's a big effort to erase this history. Is it, what other evidence is there besides mummies?
For the white race being all over the world?
Yeah.
Yes, there are like blue-eyed people in the Pacific, in Africa a lot. We have very reliable records of legends of white tribes, even in North America, which were wiped together with the natives during the big wipeout, you know, by the settlers, which did not happen exactly as we are told. It was more like a massacre of the tribes which were still loyal to Tartaria. That's what
yeah, I think that's the evidence. 20,000 years ago, white Europeans came over to North America, and maybe the Indians here wiped them out at that time.
Something, yeah, similar. And the good thing about the history is that it will be revealed. During the apocalypse, the true history will be revealed. We will hear about it, I think, in this decade, officially.
So what about the pyramids? Was this all part of the same thing, the same global white race extending across the globe? Like the Egyptian pyramids are like, there's 1,000 pyramids all over the world.
About exactly the Egyptian pyramids, I think they are quite old. I'm not sure they were exactly product of, connected to the benevolent race, because as far as I understand, this is not completely confirmed information. Other things which I told you were pretty much confirmed from very reliable prophets. Alexander Promonov is again my source for Egypt, and I admire him, and that's why I quote him, although he's not yet completely confirmed, but he's extremely interesting source. And he speaks about time of great betrayal, which took place in Egypt. Before that, the people were living according to the ways of the benevolent gods, but they entered in contract with this exactly aliens, grace and all this, and they sold humanity, some of the corrupt priests. And that was a major event in the major step in the fall of Earth.
I guess I'm biased. I would say it's reptilians. Maybe I'm biased in favor of the Greys. So I don't know.
Yeah, sorry. All of that part. It's many parts. All the malevolent races or parts of them, you know. Also, the reptilians and the Greys, they are partially, just we don't know what percentage. I'm quite sure the by far the most of them are malevolent, but not all, definitely not all. So the bad segment from them, they were in that contract, and that big betrayal took part in Egypt. And yeah, so I'm not sure if the pyramids were built at the time of the benevolent rule or during the time of betrayal.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, seems to be some type of power generation or communication device to other stars, something like that.
It's more of a consciousness altering tool primarily. If there was some, you know, these modern people are a bit obsessed with the technical, you know, this how to say, technocratic ideas. That's why they will immediately connected to minor things like possibly generating electricity. If that was the case, it was a minor side of the entire
operation. Consciousness is much more important, right? Developing our spiritual consciousness, that's more significant.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else? Questions, comments? I've been hogging Sylvia here. But thanks for describing Terteria. I guess I'll just have to do more research. So this is brought to light, you're saying, when? In the 1980s by a Russian?
I'm again not very good in years. Sorry about that. First, it was Anatoly Fomenko. All this is in my series of When the Survivors of Atlantis Wake Up. Tartaria is there. I was the one who first started the topic in the West, and after that, many others picked it up.
Yeah, thank you. I got it from you, Sylvie. Probably your videos a couple years ago. Thanks.
But actually, Anatoly Fomenko, he started way a few decades before me in Russia with his books. And so, but in the West, it's less known. It was less known until recently when the internet thing started. And I'm happy I raised that wave. This was a good thing I did.
Please donate to the Brian Roos Show. Please copy these videos or find other YouTube channels that'll accept these videos so we can spread this message further. Thanks.